auto racing and bowling certainly seem like strange bedfellows, but we'll explore the relationship in today's IndyCast. I'm Pat Sullivan, and as we inch closer to the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500, it is becoming increasingly clear that Sam Hornish Jr. will be a threat to be reckoned with. Sam, as many of you know, has a passion for bowling, and he had the opportunity to get some great instruction from no less than three-time Bowler of the Year, Hall of Famer, and ESPY Award winner Mike Albee. We chatted with both Sam and Mike about the similarities between auto racing and bowling and the experience both men had in working with one another.
Have you been able to go bowling?
Not yet. They told me that they closed the lanes across the track here in the trash, so haven't had that opportunity yet, but we're going to do a little thing with ESPN next week, and I'm going to get to go bowling, but I think I better go practice before then so I don't look bad.
Have you, were you able to bowl much in the off season? How'd it go?
Couple times, not very often, and most of them were spur of the moment things that I didn't even have my ball with me, so it was more of just a fun, relaxing game instead of all this pressure that I put on myself when I'm trying to bowl a 300 or beat my high score.
A couple years ago, you did some work with Mike Albee, who's an outstanding bowler. What was that like for you?
It was great. I've done a couple of things with him, and he's tried to teach me, and Danny Wiseman, I've also bowled with him in quite a few things, and they all try to teach me something. And I think I end up worse every time I get done with it because I start thinking about more things and trying to change what I'm doing. And I'm not worse, but I just can't get any better at it.
Is there any carryover? Is there any similarity between these two athletic endeavors?
It's a lot about positioning, trying to hit the exact right spot, and not only doing it once, but once you get the right spot, hitting it 10 times or 200, whatever it may be, depending on whether you're bowling or driving a race car.
Well, Mike Albee, I was able to talk with Sam Hornish Jr. about his bowling game, and of course you spent some time with Sam. Talk about Sam as a bowler.
Sam's obviously very competitive. I mean, he's got a good game, good roll on his ball, doesn't like to lose.
He was saying that he'd like to bowl more, and I believe you said in order for him to get to that next level, obviously like any sport, you've got to devote a lot of time to it.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it becomes timing. I mean, anybody can bowl three games here and there and have success, but it's kind of like peaks and valleys. But to become the level of the pros, I mean, you've got to put a lot of time and effort in it. And it's just a lot like golf. You got to get your swing down, make adjustments in that, and you go and do that with practice.
You mentioned once the notion of dialing in a ball. I mean, we think about dialing in a race car, but you actually dial in a ball.
Yeah, I mean, you really do. It's just like the pit crew would adjust the car to the track. I mean, we adjust the bowling balls to the lane surface. On the lane surface, there's different amounts of oil, and you can use a ball. You can either rough the ball to make it hook more, shine it to make it skid more, then hook sharper on the back end. So we basically try to dial it in with less consequences than the track.
But when you're making adjustments, do you make them one at a time, much like a pit crew does? You don't want to change everything at once. Is it a one-at-a-time process?
Well, it's like anything else, experience. If you know the track or you know the lanes, you kind of get an idea of what's supposed to work. So sometimes you can do more than one, but if you do more than one adjustment, then you obviously have the question, if it doesn't work, then which one do you change again? So you're better off taking it step by step.
To a layman, there can't be two sports that would appear to be more opposite, bowling and auto racing. But what are the similarities?
I think concentration is one. Obviously the pitfalls aren't as steep on a bowling lane as they're on a track, but concentration is the key, especially at the professional level. So many guys have the physical game, but it's this mental game that separates them.
But even physically, I think when a lot of people think of bowling, they think of a smoky bowling alley and a lot of beers and those kind of things, but fitness plays a hand there as well.
Well, it does, because you're lifting a 16-pound ball, usually 60-some games a week, sometimes 20 games a day, and it's always under immense pressure, so you've got to be able to make the first shot like the last shot the same.
Talk about Sam the guy. It's an interesting thing. He gets teased a little bit about this hobby in a sport that is really renowned for playboys and nightlife and those kind of things, regardless of whether that's true or not. But talk about Sam the person.
When I first met Sam probably 4 or 5 years ago, I mean, he was very quiet and very kept to himself quite a bit, but obviously he's come out of that shell and just a fine young man. I mean, he's very friendly, very open, actually eager to learn, which was very fun for me, because as somebody that really wanted to do it, he didn't just do it for the fun part, he wanted to do it well. And he's just a great guy.
I had the sense in talking with Sam that if everything fell right, he'd really would like to get more serious about it. But he would have visions of going out on the pro tour.
Well, I mean, obviously he's young enough, and he's an athlete. He can handle the pressure, and you know he's already started on the way. I mean, he's got some knowledge, got the hand release. So I mean, it's not something that would be out of the realm that he couldn't do.
When you were on the tour, how much did you practice a day?
You know, when I first started, I bowled every day, about two hours a day, just throwing shots. I mean, it's a matter of repetition and being able to make those adjustments. And back then, though, you don't really feel the pressures. You just go out there and have fun and enjoy it.
Would you actually set up pin combinations? Could you get a lane and do that and try to make various spares and that kind of thing?
You know, that's one thing people mostly overlook is spares. But, you know, the strike ball is obviously what gets you there. But without the spares, for every open, it takes three strikes to get back to that 200 average. So you'd always have to work on your spares. And what I did was I'd always shoot my spares, where a lot of guys would throw strike balls and then just push the reset button and give me another full rack. But I would always shoot my spares because, obviously, you have to have those.
You know, obviously, one of the things that made this combination between you and Sam work is that you have an appreciation for auto racing.
Yeah, I have. Obviously, living here in Indy, you can't help but enjoy the Indianapolis 500 and any of the racing that goes on. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun for me to have that connection. And, you know, it's an awesome place to go out and watch.
Hey, bowling has been involved in a sponsorship capacity in years past with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yeah, we were bowling was on the Stan Fox's car 1 year, and I was able to go out there and watch, and actually I was Stan's official photographer during the race, and so it was a lot of fun. And you know, most of the bowling fans are race fans, so it's a good combination.
Now, in Stan Fox, the late Stan Fox, we had one of the greatest characters of all time, renowned for some of his pranks, particularly in the short track world. Did you get a taste of that character in Stan?
Yeah, you know, Stan and Allister Jr., they did a bowling commercial for the bowling industry. And, you know, it was quite fun sitting back and watching them under the lights and crack jokes. And most of the stuff, obviously, off camera. But, yeah, Stan was one guy that would always keep it lively.
How many takes did that commercial take?
Well, probably about one. But, you know, they always want to take more because, you know, Stan was always, it seemed like he had something else on his mind.
Well, you know, Sam Hornish said that he's disappointed there's not a bowling alley across the street. I guess one of the questions, I'll be his agent. If he called again, would you be willing to help him?
Oh, I'd be there in a minute, yeah. You know, Sam's always good. Now, the one thing I remember about Sam, too, is Sam came to a bowling show here in Indy, and we went to the go-kart track, and he put us all on the wall that day.
So you got out and mixed it up in the carts with him?
Go-karts, yeah. And I said, Sam, you put me in the wall? He said, I put everybody in the wall.
So after you provided some free instruction, he fed you the wheel.
Well, no, we did the track first, then we went over and bowled, then I took it out on him there.
Well, two good professionals getting together, Sam Hornish Jr. and Mike Albee.